Yeah, I got lucky. They find out that Hollywood likes to use real people. I mean, a lot of times if you see a firefighter, a cop, they probably are in real life, mm-hmm. you know. And so they came to us for Ali with Will Smith. That was in 2000. And I was lucky enough to play a guy called Tony Perez. And it was like being at fantasy camp or something, you know. They turned the L.A. Sports Arena into Madison Square Garden. They dropped the ceiling, put a lot of money into making it look like the Garden. Everybody's dressed in vintage clothes, you know, from like the late 60s, early 70s. You know, they put like mutton chop sideburns on me. And you think it's just like Velcro, like they just slap a patch on you. It's real human hair, and they put it on with tweezers, one hair at a time, with like an adhesive. And then when you're done, you have to go in, and it takes about half an hour to get that off. You know, we shot that for, oh, my God, that was something else, with Michael Mann, the director. Mm-hmm. And then that was like, I don't know, I was going up there a couple times a week for 6 months. And then they went to Zaire to shoot The Rumble in the Jungle with, you know, George Foreman, which I didn't do. My character didn't do, so I didn't go. They had a lot of problems over there. People, a couple guys got killed in accidents. Everybody got sick. The weather wouldn't cooperate. I mean, it took Michael Mann over a year to do that movie.